Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Look, I kind of like rearranged some of the stuff in the back. You probably can't see it, but remember all the stuff that I showed you guys that Sophie had sent me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I got some. I don't have, like, I gotta get a.
You don't have power to it yet?
No.
You gotta get an extension cord?
I gotta get an extension cord. Because we have some extension cords, but they're all being used right now. So my little Dracula light up thing, I want to light up back there.
Yeah, it's different now.
Some of the stuff back there is kind of like the Giallo posters that she didn't give me those. I had those from like a long time ago. I just got around to framing them.
It does look better.
Yeah, you know.
Looks a little more orderly. Everything looks straighter than it did.
Well, I didn't change like most of the stuff. It was just like little stuff here and there. So maybe you might just be imagining it.
Maybe.
But yeah, so you guys, several of you had like talked about wanting us to do Chud. So I was like, last night I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I actually hadn't seen this. I saw it a bunch of times, like on cable.
I don't think I've ever
seen it. When I was a kid, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I remembered kind of like me and my brother used to kind of like watch it all the time. And there's a sequel to it too, which is called Chud 2, Bud the Chud.
Yeah.
And I kind of remember that one. Although I also remember that one has absolutely nothing to do with the first one. And it's almost kind of like it was like a zombie comedy that they just slapped the Chud name on because it doesn't have anything to do with the first one. But this one, it's weird because I remembered this one being more funny than it was, and it's actually not funny. It's actually like, I mean, it has funny parts, but it actually is kind of like taken more seriously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've never seen this one. Yeah. I had a hard time getting into it. It didn't hold my attention for some reason. I didn't have, I don't know. I guess I didn't have a nostalgia for it or something, but I don't know. I didn't like it.
It kind of reminds me of the only criticism that I can give to it, because I actually, like, this movie's like actually like much better than I remember. But if there is one criticism, I'd say it needed more monster stuff happening in it.
Yeah.
Although that, I don't know, that didn't bother me as much because the acting in this is like way better than it has any right to be.
It's got a lot of good actors in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Once you remember, you know, it's kind of like their first movie. You know what I mean? There's a lot of famous actors in it.
Yeah, that John Hurd was in this. Daniel Stern was in this. Both of them were got real famous in Home Alone, obviously. John Goodman was in it, like, for a second. He was, like, played a cop in a diner, like, in one scene. But, like, there's a bunch of, like, really famous character actors and stuff like that in this. So I think, like, the acting in this is, like, really a cut above. But it's almost kind of plays out like a almost like a police procedural for like maybe the first half or like three quarters of it.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the monsters like sometimes, but I don't know. I kind of really got into that though. But I can see how some people that are just, because the title of it is Chud, and I feel like people wanted more of like a schlocky monster movie.
I was expecting more like Humanoids from the Deep.
Right. It does have a schlocky monster movie aspect to it, but it's kind of like takes itself a lot more seriously, and it, like I said, it's kind of more about like the drama, and then like the monsters don't really show up like until the end. But I mean, the gore in this is really, really good. Like I remember, you know, because I thought the monsters do kind of look cheesy by today's standards, but the monsters actually look a lot better than I remember. And also all the gore, like people, there's like, you know, severed heads and like severed arms and shit like that, like laying all over the fucking sewer. I thought that looked like really, really good. You know what I mean? Considering that this movie probably
what it was.
It cost probably only like $1 million to make, maybe.
It didn't pull me in the first fucking 10 minutes. And usually, if a movie does not pull me in within the first 10 minutes, it never really does. And then I end up not really getting into it. I was getting bored during this one. I kept checking my fucking thing, and this is, look, I gotta fucking start heating up food, you know, and I'm walking away from the movie. But that's just typical with me. I know if I'm not fucking captured in first 15 minutes, I'm not gonna like it, probably. And it just, this is one of those. I didn't really like it. Now, maybe if I approached it different time under a different mindset, and maybe, had I seen it a long time ago, you know, and maybe had good memories of it, maybe I would have watched it better, but watched it more closely. But I just couldn't get into it. don't know what it is.
It kind of reminded me, like, watching it again, it kind of reminds me of, like, a Larry Cohen movie, because it's just, it's not, but it kind of, like, reminded me of that vibe, because it was shot in New York.
But didn't he do Cue the Winged Serpent?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It reminded me of Cue the Winged Serpent.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Like I said, it's shot in New York, like, during the time when New York was still really, like, scuzzy and trashy and everything like that. It kind of gave me a little bit, it's kind of like Street Trash, too. But, I mean, Street Trash is, like, way more over the top. You know, with the bums dissolving into, like, all this, like, colored goo or whatever. So it's, like, a lot weirder than this one. Yeah. I kind of feel like this one is kind of more like a Larry Cohen movie, except, like, mixed with Toxic Avenger. Because in the 80s, you had this kind of, like, which I guess was kind of like a throwback to the 50s, where you had all these monster movies where the monsters were caused by, like, radiation or nuclear waste and, you know, toxic waste and stuff. So I feel like that's kind of what this was as well. But like I said, it's almost kind of like, I can't decide if it should have been schlockier.
I think it should have been. And more monsters.
I do think they should have had the monsters in there more.
Yeah.
Like, I think they held out a little bit too long, but I'm not, like, giving it, I'm not shitting on it too much, because I really did like all the actors. Like I said, there's great actors in this, and I kind of got, like, all involved in the, even though, you know, this came out in 1984, and it's like, I know they're chuds, you know what I mean, because I've seen the movie before, so it's like, there's no mystery to the thing. It's like, why are all these homeless people disappearing? I'm like, the chuds are eating them, you know what I mean? Although, wait, I didn't get the, okay. It's been a while since I've seen this. When I watched it again last night, it's on Tubi, by the way, for free. As is Bud, Bud the Chud, the Chud 2. That's also on Tubi for free. Now, I think in the original version of the script, I think the Chuds were supposed to be like the homeless people that were down, like the undergrounders, as they called them, like the ones that lived down in like the sewers and the old subway tunnels and stuff, like that the toxic waste that they'd been storing down there, unbeknownst to anyone, was turning the homeless people into the Chuds, like cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers, you know what I mean? So I guess that's what it was, because I think wasn't there one scene like where they went down, like the one guy got bit by one and like with a real nasty wound, and like, Vic was his name, and then like way later on in the movie, like they find him again, and I think they find that same guy again, and he's kind of like mid Chud, like he's turning into a, he's kind of like proto Chud, and it's just kind of like, and then he has to like shoot him because he's like turning into a Chud. So I'm guessing that's what it is, because that's what the original script was supposed to be like, and I think they backed off on that a little bit, but I think that idea is still in there.
They're in there talking about Street Trash was only good, only the first fucking half hour was good, when it was crazy. That was the ones where the bums turning into the damn...
Yeah, like melting into goo
and then
stuff.
They forgot about that, and the movie became something else.
Then it kind of wandered off.
It wandered off, and it never really came back. So it really, you know... Street Trash was the good. The first, like, one quarter of it was good. Rest of
I liked the idea of it, but then, like,
after... They forgot about what the movie was.
Yeah, I was like, this is awesome, like, melting bums and everything like that. But then it kind of wandered off and started doing something else, and I'm like, what happened to the melting bums?
It became another movie.
That. Yeah. I liked that.
So, this one, I mean, I think it's a good attempt. I would have gone schlockier with it. I would have gone more humanoids from the deep. Or what was the one with the damn cicada, like Extro? Was it called Extro? No, what was the name of the one? What was the one? Beast Within?
Oh, the one we did where the guy turned into a cicada?
Damn cicada? Yeah, I think it was called
The Beast Within. Didn't we talk about that like not too long ago?
It was Beast Within was good.
What a weird fucking movie that was.
Beast Within is a damn southern horror movie. Fucking cicadas coming up. You turn it into a damn cicada.
Yeah.
Because cannibals? I don't know. It never really explained it. They made the dude eat dead bodies and he became a cicada. Which that has nothing to do with cicadas, but...
I mean, you know how that happens.
That's how the South rolls.
I mean, at least this one made sense, you know what I mean? Like... So, like, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission or whoever were, like, have secretly been putting toxic waste down in the New York subways for all of this time, and it started, like, leaking out, and, like, all the homeless people that were living down there started turning into chuds, and then they started coming out through the manholes and, like, eating people. Pretty easy to understand.
I think it tried to be a little too serious. It tried to make you take this premise seriously, and that's the problem. It should have just been, fuck it, and it had been just monsters, you know? They were trying to do kind of what Mimic did. Remember the movie Mimic?
Yeah.
It was trying to be Mimic. Mimic was almost kind of serious.
Well, Mimic came out later.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, but they were trying to do what Mimic did, which is take a monster movie, make it kind of plausible. But the script wasn't right. The special effects weren't right. Mimic did that, though, much later. But that's what I think it was. It was trying to be what Mimic was. And they had never seen Mimic, but that's what they were shooting for, I think.
That was based on a novel, but I read the novel, but I don't remember what year the novel of Mimic came out. Perhaps after this, yeah. I'd imagine.
I remember when Mimic came out, I saw the movie, and I was blown away, because it was kind of like a realistic monster movie. And turned out it wasn't a monster at all. It was just a big-ass cockroach that could fold itself up and look like a man. But it was an illusion, you know.
Which is one of the worst things that I can think of. Because, yeah. Man, I hate cockroaches. Yeah. And if there was, like, a cockroach that was big enough to, like, kind of fold itself into a person.
Yeah.
And then, like, pretend that it was a person and then be like, surprise, I'm a cockroach.
Yeah, oh, and it'd eat you. Right. And there was more than one of them. There was a lot.
I don't like that.
So... And it was kind of in those days, it felt plausible, like something like that could actually happen. And I think that's what the problem with this was, is they were trying to make these Chuds plausible with the limited budget that they had.
I think the Chuds look cool, though. I especially like their glowing eyes.
Yeah, but they tried to make them plausible by putting a bunch of acting and a bunch of dialogue in there. That's not how you do it.
Maybe they didn't have enough money to, like, they're like, well, we can't.
Right.
But like I said, when they do show the Chuds, I think they look cool. And when they show, like, all the gore, like people that got their heads pulled off and their arms pulled off and stuff like that, that looks really good. I think the special effects look really good. So I kind of feel like if you don't have enough money and they're like, well, we want to show, like, this much monster and this much gore and stuff like that, at least, I mean, show it less, but make it look better. Because if you try to, like, stretch it too thin and show the monsters a whole bunch and the gore a whole bunch, but you got to cheap out on it, then I don't think it's going to be as good. So I think they did what they could with it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know. Maybe. I think the gore wouldn't happen. And the thing about it is that, well, you missed a lot, too. Like, because you kept... And honestly, like, you missed a lot of the best shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
probably.
Once it kind of, like, really ramped up and started... Because I will admit that it takes a while to get where it's going. But, you know, because at the start, it kind of starts out... Like I said, you know and I know and everyone knows that it's Chuds because, you know, it's Chuds. We know it's 84. But, you know, and we've seen the monster at the beginning, like, coming out from the, you know, from the manhole and, like, taking that lady and the dog or whatever. But, you know, you're just kind of, like, watching the characters, like, trying to figure out, like, what's going on with it. And then so you have... Daniel Stern, who's playing, like, the guy that's, like, the reverend who runs the soup kitchen, and he's the one that notices all the homeless people missing. And then you got John Hurd playing, like, a photographer who had done a series on homeless people that live down there, and so he kind of gets involved in it. And then you got, like, a cop who is kind of like, why the fuck are all these people going missing? Because it's not just homeless people. It's, like, other people, too. And, you know, then, like, the higher-ups keep telling him, hey, why don't you just, like, forget all about those missing people? Because reasons. You know what I mean? Because they're trying to, like, cover it all up and everything. So it is kind of like... They are trying to do kind of, like, a bigger story, I guess. But they're trying to talk about, like, you know, this regulatory group that's coming in here and, like... having all this stuff down here secretly, and, like, they don't want anybody to know about it, so they're trying to, like, maintain the cover-up, but they can't maintain the cover-up because, you know, people are turning into Chuds and, like, coming out and, like, eating people. Like, eating one little girl's grandpa, like, right in front, he reaches right into the damn phone booth and eats grandpa right in front of the little girl.
I remember the police station. Where'd they get those old buildings? There's a lot of those that showed up in the movies in the 80s.
Well, this was shot in New York City, so I'm assuming they shot it on location somewhere.
Yeah, it wasn't a police station. It was some kind of office building, but
probably.
It just reminded me of the way offices used to look. And I think those were like something from the 40s or the 50s, kind of repainted in 80s colors and redecorated. But it was funny to see that kind of architecture again. There's a lot of it in 80s B movies. It was cheap to shoot there. Locations like that.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
This definitely does give me... I would definitely put this in the kind of similar kind of subgenre as the, like, scuzzy New York films that came out, like, in the 70s and 80s, like Maniac or, like, Larry Cohen's movies or, like, Basket Case or movies like that. When you could shoot in New York and New York looked like a big... shithole.
Like it's returning to now, evidently.
Well, you know, and you could shoot back there for cheap. Like, nowadays you can't. Like, so usually if you want to set something in New York City nowadays, they just do, like, the exteriors in New York, and then they shoot the rest in, like, Toronto or whatever. But, because it's too expensive. But, you know, I don't know. Because it's just too... I guess back in the old days, it was, like, lots of neighborhoods where there wasn't too much traffic, so you could kind of do it without causing too much problem, like with the traffic and everything like that. So there was kind of like a whole subgenre of those. I feel like this too, this also kind of gives me the same vibe, which is another movie that I've been wanting to do on the show, is Alligator from 1980.
I don't remember that one.
That was the one about, because you know the urban legend about how everybody, oh, they got little baby alligators for you know, at the pet store, and then they got too big, and they got flushed down the toilet. Yeah. And then, like, there was supposedly some story back in the New York Times a long time ago that it's, like, some kids, like, pulled an 8-foot alligator out of the fucking shit.
I don't believe it.
Which I don't think that's true.
No,
I think
they would never survive a New York winter.
No, I don't think they would either. It's too cold.
And they have to bask in the sun a lot. They stay, we live in alligator territory. They got to be up on the land basking, drying out.
Well, they're cold-blooded.
They got to heat up, and... no, they would never survive in a sewer. There's not enough sunlight. There's not enough fish. They have fucking big dietary requirements.
And but it's still a fun movie, though.
Yeah.
At least that I remember. Because alligators, I mean, to me, like, alligators are scary. So I remember being, I mean, I'm sure I saw Alligator. That came out in 1980. So I probably saw it when I was 9 or 10 years old. And I remember that scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah, 8-foot alligator could never survive in New York. It could never grow to that length. I can understand a fucking 16-inch... 18-inch alligator, but it'd die the first winter.
Yeah. Pat Hatfield said Alligator is great. I remember Alligator being a really good movie. Like I said, that was another one that maybe we'll do it on Tuesday, because I've been wanting to rewatch that. Danny Rowling said, don't John Hurt's character and AJ, a.k.a. Daniel Stern's character, get infected by the radiation, and Cooper's girlfriend or baby get infected by the chud bite. See, I'm not sure about that, because... You would think that the two guys, I mean, they were down in the sewers and they were like trapped down there for a while because they couldn't get out, you know, because they were trying to blow up all the chuds. So they like filled all the subway, like all the tunnels with gas, and they got stuck down there, and they wandered into like the main kind of area where all the chuds were mutating, I guess. And there's like very clearly like toxic, green toxic waste, like splattered all over everything. And they're just like, oh no, toxic waste. I'm like, yeah, you might want to get away with that, away from that, because, you know, it's turning people into chuds. So I don't know. Now, well, the thing about it though is that John Hurd's character, he knocked up his girlfriend before any of these shenanigans happened, I would assume, right? Because she found out she was pregnant before they went down there. So I don't see why the baby would be infected. She went down into the tunnels for like a little bit, but I don't think she was in the part that where the toxic waste was. So she'll probably be all right. But she didn't get bit by a chud, did she?
Who?
I don't remember her getting bit by. I didn't see her get bit by a chud.
All that shit was going on, I was coming back up, and I was just like, I just couldn't get into the movie early on. So, and a lot of people are agreeing with me that it takes a long time for it to get started, and a lot of it's nostalgia. But I never, you know, I never saw this movie, so I just didn't form a connection with it.
The weird thing about it is that, you know, when it came out, it obviously was kind of like a little bit of a flop when it came out. But over the years, it kind of developed this really big cult following. And then it kind of got referred to, like, on a bunch of different shows, like The Simpsons and all this other kind of stuff. So much so that chuds became, like, a word. Like, it was added to the American lexicon, which is crazy. And I think maybe... Because you would think that because of the reputation that it has, that this movie would be like wackier than it is, and it's not wacky.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's definitely better than Trancers.
It's better than a lot of movies that came out in the 80s, I'm going to say. And like I said, I was kind of like thinking about this before, and I was just kind of like, I can see how maybe you know, yeah, it should have showed the monsters more and stuff, and maybe it should have been, like, more fun and schlocky. But then I was like, I don't know, though, because there were a lot of movies like that in the 80s, and I kind of liked all the acting in this one, and I kind of liked, like, the police procedural and the more the mystery aspect of it. I thought that was kind of cool, and I kind of liked that they were taking it serious. They were doing something a little bit different. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't, like, real goofy. Like, yeah. Toxic Avenger was kind of goofy, you know? And I just, or Street Trash was kind of goofy. And it wasn't really, you know what I mean? It had, like, goofy parts in it, but it wasn't really meant to be goofy. It didn't seem like.
Kind of, yeah, everybody's talking about what it's better than. It's better than fucking Killer Tomatoes, yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Killer Tomatoes is fun, but yeah. I think last time I watched the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, I kind of feel like that's a funny idea, but actually, like, sitting through it is something else entirely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If you've never seen Trancers, don't see it. If you've seen Trancers and liked it as a kid, don't see it. Okay? Don't watch Trancers. That's a piece of shit.
Because
I had a good memories of it. I went and watched it
again. And then we watched it again. And I was like,
yeah.
What happened to you? I was like, did you fall on your head as a child, Tom? I'm like, this is a terrible movie.
We liked it. We liked it when we were kids for some reason. It had some good ideas, guys doing time travel through their ancestral DNA lines.
That's a great idea, actually.
It's a really good idea. And I think we mostly remembered that idea.
Yeah.
And the opening kind of Blade Runner type scene that's happening in the future, and they got those fucked up cars that look like they're from the 50s. They're in the diner, and they have the fucking shootout. That's the best part of the movie. The rest of it's fucking garbage. Boring. Real
I liked
boring.
The opening scene, but That's then after saying. That, yeah. I was just kind of yeah. like...
And for some reason, I think just those... That opening scene and some of the ideas stuck with us. But maybe we didn't like the movie. Maybe we just liked the idea of fucking time travel through your ancestral lines.
And then you just created your own movie in your head based yeah. around that idea. And based then later on you thought that that's what the real movie was
that's
like.
That's what we thought the movie was. Well, I might have just remembered
I think
us
I've had that happen to me.
We might have been just talking about that idea. And for some reason, we liked that movie just because of that idea. But we didn't actually like the movie. You know? Teenage boys have a way of rationalizing shit. You know?
Yeah.
It was just a piece of shit movie. But we thought that shit was underground as cool as fuck. Because, yeah, that shit, yeah, that, you know, they weren't compromising on that movie. You know what I mean? That's how we would think. Yeah, that was hardcore. Yeah, that's not commercial there. You know, that kind of shit. No, it just sucked.
Yeah. Like, Danny Rowling said, it's funny that someone shut the sky on Val's character and he died that way. Yeah, I liked that too. I was like, that was pretty shitty the way Val went. I liked that character. He played a good maniac. Yeah, oh, and Danny Rowling said, yeah, when she cuts its head off, it bit her ankle before dying. Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. I must have been like looking away or getting a drink or something like that. Why? So that was another thing too. Like when she was going to cut its head off, why did it like extend its neck like that?
Yeah, see, Connor Watson says he remembered Trancers being good as a kid too. Don't see it, man. You're going to be disappointed.
Well, I don't know. Everybody's taste is different. I had never seen it as a kid. So you kept, like, talking it up, and I was like, okay, well, watch it.
I paid a lot of money, man. I paid $40 to get Trancers fucking on Blu-ray.
Yeah, and you were like, you kept talking it up, and then we watched it, and I was like,
man.
I was like, this isn't good.
It's got a lot of dialogue. It's got a lot of pointless dialogue in it, a bunch of filler. And not a whole lot happens.
Well, that's the thing. I kind of feel like a lot of movies from the 80s, even movies that people remember fondly, if it was, like, really, really cheap... I mean, special effects and all that kind of stuff, that shit costs money.
Yeah.
So to get a movie to like 85, 90 minutes, you're going to have to put in a lot of talking and a lot of like, you got to filter. Roger Corman knew that.
Yeah.
That's why motherfuckers walked around for 30 minutes in his fucking films, just walking around and walking around and walking around.
And evidently they made fucking 8 of those Trancers movies, like 6 or 8 of them.
That's crazy.
They were all directed DVD. It has its own fan base, but they made a lot of them. I wouldn't recommend them, though.
Yeah, Pat says, my taste must suck because I love Chud and I love Trancers. Both favorite 80s B-movies. Well, like I said, everybody's taste is different. I really like Chud as well. I remember not being crazy about the sequel because it didn't have anything to do with the first one. But I actually thought Chud was like a pretty good fucking movie. And I was like, because I even told him he came in like after and I was just like, man, that was actually better than I remembered. Because I was remembering it, I guess because the title is so goofy, like people are expecting it to be like schlockier and I remembered it being schlockier and it's not.
I think I'd have liked it better if it was. It was like
maybe,
some, like,
but...
Ghoulies or fucking... You know, something. But
yeah, Kanavasan just brought up Ghoulies.
Yeah.
I kind of I don't know. The only thing I remember about Ghoulies, which I think is probably the only thing anybody remembers about Ghoulies, is the, you know, the VHS cover with like the little monster coming out of the toilet. Yeah. I don't even remember if I saw that movie. I'm sure I did. But the thing about Ghoulies is that I'm guarantee that it must be better than Hobgoblins.
No, I don't remember that one.
If you want to see Hobgoblins, which I don't recommend, but see the version that's on Mystery Science Theater, because that is hilarious. Like, they eviscerated that shit. Honestly, I'm a big fan of, like, well, all of the movies that they do on MST, it's like, it's always funny. But to me, like, the funniest ones are the ones from the 70s and 80s. And because that was, like, one of the 80s-est movies that ever 80s'd, that was, like, super, super funny. Like, and the 80s fashions in it were just horrific, and it was just, like... It was just like these little monsters, like these clearly these little puppets, and like they come to Earth in this tiny, tiny little spaceship that's like this big, yeah. And it's just like, oh my god, it's so awesome. But yeah, Ghoulies is another one we should do. But I definitely want to do Alligator, because this watching this reminded me of Alligator, because that was kind of the same thing. I mean, they're not chuds, obviously.
I'm expecting Alligator to be kind of like Prophecy. Is it probably going to be about like Prophecy?
I remember it being better than Prophecy, but because we just did Prophecy not too long ago, right? Because we just watched
the
it
bear,
a couple
mutated
months ago.
Bear,
yeah, with the bear.
Yeah,
I thought that looked pretty cool.
I thought it looked pretty cool. Yeah, and the alien came out, I think, a year later and blew it away. That was the end of Prophecy.
That's the thing. Like, Alien comes out in 1979, and it was just like mic drop, walking away from the explosion in slow motion, and all that kind of stuff. And everybody's just
Prophecy
like,
went away. Well, and that was like fucking. Logan's Run was badass, and then fucking a year later, Star Wars came out, and that was it for Logan's Run. Bye-bye, Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars fucking kicked its ass.
Kanavatsan said, I don't remember if you guys have done the Hellraiser saga. We did the first one. We did the first one. But yeah. I don't think I've done any of the sequels. I remember the second one being okay. And I think I saw the third one, and I didn't really like it, and I don't think I bothered with any of the other
ones. I remember loving Hellraiser until I went back and looked at them. I watched them more recently, and they're boring. And then I remembered that really what I liked was, as a kid, was the scenes with the Cenobites in them.
Well, yeah.
And anything outside that, it was just kind of filler, really. It wasn't that good. Just, you know, they weren't that good. And they were movies of their time.
Yeah.
You know. They're kind of boring by today's standards.
I don't find it boring, but, you know, that's your thing, I guess.
Yeah, for me, they're boring.
Danny Rowling said, I just saw the 1995 film Copycat. I've been wanting to do that again, too, because I saw that movie in the theater, and I remember really, really liking it. And I think I saw it one other time, like, after that on cable. But I remember liking that a lot. I think I put it in the poll a couple times, too, because it was on one of our streaming services, but it didn't win, so we didn't do it. Yeah, Sigourney Weaver is in it. But yeah, that's good. I think Holly Hunter's in it, too, if I'm not mistaken, right? Danny Rowling just also said, the sequel, Bud the Chud 2, ripped off the film's Return of the Living Dead 2. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And Flesh Eater in some scenes. And then Danny Rowling also said Night of the Comet. We still need to do Night of the Comet, too, because I actually really like that movie, too. That was on Shudder not too long ago. I don't know if it's still on there.
Actually, you know, the best horror franchise, at one time I would probably have said it's Friday the 13th. And probably at other times I would have said it might have been Nightmare on Elm Street or something, but no, recently I got off into them. Phantasm. And there's five of them, I think, and all of them are excellent. And that movie has its own mythos and its own ethos and everything. As far as B-movie horror goes, I just got to give it to Phantasm. It's got fantastic scripts, really good fucking likable characters. It's never boring. It's the stories are told right, and they're just fun, real fun. Even the first one was a damn low-budget masterpiece. I remember it as a kid. We couldn't see it. We were too young. And I could remember we're just seeing clips of it. It was scary as shit. Just the trailers. And then ended up seeing it on VHS later. That must have been around 1979 or 80, I think, maybe, when I And it scared the shit out of me in 1980. Fucking Phantasm 1. I thought I was watching a fucking snuff flick. It was like I was watching something I wasn't supposed to be watching. Felt guilty about watching it. Scared me. But I liked it. And then it got better. And what was funny is it had comedy in it. And I really couldn't... The two at the time, I couldn't fit them together. I was too young and didn't understand horror that well, you know? It was weird, man. But overall... That's the best series. That's the best franchise right there.
Well, because all of them are good.
They're all good.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one's awesome. But the third one's awesome. But then some of them are like, eh, or just okay. You know, like I said, Friday the 13th, the good one, the first one's good. Yeah. Second one's good.
Third one's okay.
Fifth or sixth one's good. And then the rest of them are just kind of like
apart.
Kind of like lame.
And then it starts to be shitting on itself. You know what I mean? And fucking Phantasm never shat on itself. And it's consistent. You can tell it's the creation of one man who's trying to write this shit, you know what I mean? And holding the story together, and he does a great job. And that last one was a Reaver, I think it was called Reaver?
Ravager.
Ravager, that's right. I think it was four, five. It ended up in a Mad Max type situation, and that's how it ended, and I was just going, oh man, so I can't wait. I hope this six is coming out. I'd love to see that.
When John Gores points out Evil Dead. Yeah, Evil Dead is awesome.
Yeah, Evil Dead's good, too. But what's
because all three of those were good, and they had the series, and the series, if you haven't seen Ash vs. Evil Dead, is amazing.
Yeah.
Please see the series.
But
it's
when
so
you
good.
Watch Evil Dead 1 and 2, it's almost the same movie. It's
like they essentially are the same
movie. It's the same movie. But they're all good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say that, too. Evil Dead, you're right, the whole Evil Dead and Phantasm. But I think Phantasm, actually... might be better. They're both good, but I think I like Phantasm better than Evil Dead. It's a little more original. They're just coming up with ideas that, like, what? You know, making up their own things. Little Jawas in other dimensions and stealing bodies and bringing bodies back to life. And, you know, it just has its own take on a thing. It's totally original.
Pat says, maybe the title Chud kind of programmed you to expect a comedy. I think that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like the title is so goofy, it's like it almost became a punchline. Yeah. But I think that, conversely, like, the title being like that is, I think, what maybe got it, like, the cult classic status later on. Danny Rowling also said, John Hurd's character in Chud is pretty much the same character from Midnight Meat Train, portrayed by Bradley Cooper. Now, the thing about that, though, is that Midnight Meat Train is based on a Clive Barker short story, and I can't remember what year that story came out. So that... did the story come out before... No, it couldn't have. Like, before this movie? Because I know it was in one of the Books of Blood, and I can't remember when Books of Blood came out. I thought maybe mid-80s, maybe late 80s. I can't actually remember. Let's see. I thought I saw something else that I was going to... Yeah, somebody else said Copycat was great. Yeah, I've been wanting to rewatch that. Pat says, first Phantasm was great, second one entertaining, but if you look at each movie, except maybe the last one, it's the same story over again.
Well, it's a road trip, though.
I didn't mind that, though. I didn't mind that.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
They were all worth watching.
They're just giving you more what you wanted. Reg comes back, and he's bald, and he's still getting laid by women that are fucking half his age. And then they end up being one-third his age towards the end. I mean, they're making a big fucking joke about it, you know? It's just great, you know? And you end up liking Reg. And you're following Reg from the very beginning, all the way from Phantasm 1. And how he's kind of like Ash from Evil Dead. You know, he's evolving in his fight against the extra-dimensional undead. And then the mirror stuff and the fucking Tall Man. And yeah, it's just... Isn't that his name, Tall Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tall Man, yeah. It was just a very... original take on it, you know.
Yeah, there was some very crazy original. There was some crazy ass ideas in that, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say something and I totally forgot what it was. Oh, I was gonna say if you guys have Shudder, if you haven't noticed, they're putting up a new series, which is basically 101 scariest movie moments or something like that. And each episode is 50 minutes or something, and they're putting up one every week, and they have three of them up now, and it's actually like a really good show. I've been like keeping up with that, so if you're interested in seeing like you know, has all your kind of regular horror movie people, like, commenting on different scary scenes in movies and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty neat. Oh, speaking, going back to talking about Chud, Rob Zombie is talking about remaking Chud. Has been talking about remaking Chud. Thoughts? How do we feel about that? Honestly,
maybe.
That might be okay. Like, there's some stuff that he should probably keep his mitts off of. Like, Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, too late. But, I wouldn't mind seeing him take a swing at Chud, actually. Because he'd probably make it a lot gorier and a lot, like, funnier.
I liked his little schlockier. I liked his Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, I liked those. Trilogy. I liked his, I liked his original films. I just said that usually, like, he's always talking about, like, wanting to remake certain films. And some of them, I'm kind of like, yeah, have at it. But, like, some of them, like, stop it. You know what I mean? Like, why would you want to remake Halloween? That's already good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't even mess with it.
I mean, and Chud is a good movie, too. I like Chud, but, you know, it's a great idea, and they maybe didn't have the budget, and, you know, maybe you could do something else with it, like, with that, you know, mythology. So, I don't know. Maybe.
I would have, like I said before, I would like to see him redo Omega Man. It would be, or Last Man on Earth, or Omega Man reboot. I think he understands it. I think he'd be great at redoing Omega Man.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Although I feel like that's been made so many times, like that has been adapted so many times.
Yeah. Well, that last one was okay. It's a lot better than I remembered it. But that's not quite the Omega Man story. And it's also not quite I Am Legend. And it's not quite Last Man on Earth either. It's just, you know, I think Rob Zombie could do an Omega Man that would be kind of like a better, newer take on the one that that had fucking what's his name in it with the talking mutants. That's the one it should have been. Should have been like that with the family and everything. What was the name of that guy? Not Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston. The Heston.
Cheston.
Movie. Cheston. Fucking Cheston,
as we call him,
also known as Moses. Fucking Moses shows up, but yeah, he's something else. That dude, they got away with a lot of shit back then. They did get away with a lot of shit back then.
Danny Rowling said Eli Roth and Tarantino could do Chud justice. Yeah, I could see that. You might even want to do it. I kind of feel like if you're gonna remake Chud, I think it should be set in the 80s, and it should be set in 80s New York City, because I think that's, like, such a big part of its charm. And I think if you tried to, like, make it modern, I don't think it would be any fun. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like Rob Zombie has his own thing going on, and I'm not sure if Chud is really the same thing as his usual thing. You know? I don't know. He seems like more of, like, you know, like with Devil's Rejects and all that kind of stuff, he seems more like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know what I mean? Deserty kind of, I'm doing this stuff like out in the desert with tumbleweeds and serial killers and shit like that. Like I said, he's very Texas Chainsaw Massacre oriented, and I just kind of feel like Chud is such a New York story that maybe they should get like a more New York film.
You're in there kind of talking shit about Rob Zombie, that, you know, yeah. I think Rob Zombie needs to get away from horror, though. You know, I'd like to, like I said, I wanted to see him do Omega Man. I know he likes that story. He has songs about Omega Man. I'd like to see him do action, sci-fi action, with some horror in it. That'd have been, I think he could do it. But, you know, there's a lot of directors that could probably do that, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Rowling said, stay the fuck away from a Rob creature of shit. Yeah, honestly, like, Rob Zombie stuff,
his original stuff's good.
I like his original movies. You know, they're not my favorite, but, you know, they're pretty good for what they are. But, yeah, the remakes, I'm not really... And I have no idea how I feel about this whole Monsters thing. I have no idea. I saw the trailer, and I'm just like...
I think it's a bad idea.
I'm like, do I hate that? I'm not sure.
It's going to be a disaster.
I didn't know like how I was going to feel.
It's going to be a disaster.
It probably will.
Yeah.
It just seems... I'm not like saying that Rob Zombie doesn't love the monsters. I'm sure he does, but it's just kind of like I don't know how that's going to work out.
It's not.
Okay, I don't know how that's going to work
out. Not in this day and age.
Danny Rowling said Tom Savini should do it.
What?
Should do Chud.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Tom Savini could get away with doing anything.
He's good for special effects and stuff. I don't know.
He directed that Night of the Living Dead remake from 1990, which is actually like a pretty decent decent remake.
Some of his Night of the Living Dead stuff is kind of hokey, though. You know, he's got a weird sense of humor.
Sometimes
it kind of comes out, and I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow is Monday, and we're going to be talking about A Haunting. We have not decided what. What?
No, I'm tired.
Oh, we keeping you awake? Sorry.
Yeah.
We haven't decided what episode we're going to do yet. Because here's the thing. Like, my birthday is tomorrow. And so I was like, oh, it'd be cool if they had, like, a haunting episode that had a birthday in it. And everybody said, oh, that one with the soldier with the picture. And Tom's like, yeah, but I don't like that episode. So we probably won't do that one.
About the birthday angle. If it's a birthday angle, then I guess we got to do it.
No, we don't got to do it. We can just pick another one. It doesn't matter.
I don't remember that case being all that interesting or compelling.
We'll have to find something.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
We'll have to find something.
Okay.
You can go in there and pick whatever one you want, and then I'll post.
I can't even pick them out because I don't remember the names. I mean, the names all sound the same. Yeah. They all sound
have
the
we
same.
Done? Have we done the Haunted Victorian?
No, episode? We haven't done the Haunted Victorian. I think that's season 8, isn't it?
No.
Season 7? Yeah, that's one of the newer ones.
I don't remember. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to go dig around then and see which ones we haven't done yet. And, and then we can talk about that. So I'll announce it, like, tomorrow. Like, I'll put it in the YouTube community tab on Facebook.
We never did the pilots, man, with fucking Mr. Gordy and all that.
Do they have those available to stream?
Yeah.
We did do Mr. Gordy. We did a show about it a long time ago.
There's two of them. And then,
I know. I'm pretty sure. I know we did Mr. Gordy.
The Haunting in Connecticut.
I'm pretty sure we did that one too.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought we did like a whole episode.
Okay.
Based on both of those.
Yeah, maybe we did.
I mean, I wrote it down.
Maybe we did.
I know for sure we did Mr. Gordy because I remember making the card. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. That was weird. That's a good case. Okay, then we probably did that one already.
Yeah, I don't want to like.
They're not in the set.
Yeah, because like I said, they're kind of like movies. A Haunting in Connecticut could have a birthday cake. Maybe.
We probably did that already.
I think we did that one. Like, I'd have to go back and check.
That's a pretty big case.
It is, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I'm pretty sure we did, like, an episode of that. But I don't know. I'll figure it out.
There's Monster in the Apartment. Remember Monster in the Apartment?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of other.
We could do that one.
I'll just go through them and try to.
We'll go through one and find it. And I'll announce it. Like, I'll put it in the community tab and I'll put it on the Facebook page, like the 13 o'clock Facebook page, like which one we're going to do. So I'll give you like a few hours if you want to like watch it before we do the stream so you can like follow along. But yeah, so hopefully you guys have a good rest of your weekend. And we will see you guys again talking about A Haunting tomorrow evening. Bye.